When you hear or use the word hadith, the first thing that comes to mind is a quote of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him. And that is what we call al-hadith al-nabawi, or prophetic hadith. But that is not the only type of hadith there is. There is also al-hadith al-qudsi. And to understand the difference between them, let us first see what each of them means. First, al-hadith al-qudsi. It is a quote revealed to the Prophet, peace and blessings upon him, through wahi. The meaning of the hadith and its wording are both revealed from Allah, may He be exalted. And the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, is only reporting this quote or hadith to us exactly as it was revealed to him. On the other hand, al-hadith al-nabawi, or prophetic hadith, is not only quotes. In fact, it is everything that the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, did, or approved of. Prophetic hadith, or al-hadith al-nabawi, is also revealed to the Prophet through wahi. However, for prophetic hadith, only its meaning is revealed to the Prophet, peace be upon him, from Allah. But its wording, or how this meaning turned into words, comes from the Prophet, peace be upon him. Another difference between them is that al-hadith al-qudsi only discusses matters of aqidah, the creed of Islam, and believing in Allah and His attributes. But on the other side, the prophetic hadith includes more topics about Islam, including aqidah, fiqh, how we pray, behave, the day of judgment, and almost every other issue related to Islam. But now you might be wondering, if al-hadith al-qudsi is Allah's revelation to the Prophet, peace be upon him, its meaning and wording are both from Allah, how's it any different from the Quran? Well, it is true that al-hadith al-qudsi is Allah's words, reported by Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, but it is not the same as the Quran. And here are the five main differences between them. First of all, the Quran is Allah's words that is preserved to the Day of Judgment. It is not changed and it will not be changed because Allah says,
Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun.
On the other hand, al-hadith al-qudsi is not necessarily preserved or protected in the same way as the Qur'an is. So this quality of preserving is exclusively given to the Qur'an and no other text. The second difference is, reciting the Qur'an is in itself a form of ibadah, or a way to worship Allah. And we recite the Qur'an in prayer and other forms of ibadat too. Also, when you recite the Qur'an, you can only do that while you are tahir. But reading al-hadith al-qudsi is not a form of worship or ibadah, and so you cannot read it in prayer. But that doesn't mean that reading and learning it doesn't have a great merit. The third difference is that the Qur'an has to be exactly read as it was revealed, word for word and letter for letter. That means you cannot simply paraphrase it or say its meaning in your own words. Then it is not Qur'an anymore. Al-Hadith al-Qudsi, just like Al-Hadith al-Nabawi, can be paraphrased or you could say its meaning in your own words. Number 4, the Qur'an is a miraculous text, which Allah has challenged mankind and jinn to produce anything like it. It has miraculous effects on the reciter and the listener. The Qur'an itself is a miracle. But the same cannot be said on Hadith Qudsi, or any other text for that matter. And finally, the Qur'an reached us through tawatur, generation after generation. And it got to us exactly the way it was revealed to Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. But al-hadith al-Qudsi is like al-hadith al-Nabawi. Some of them are authentic, sahih, some are less than that, and some are not at all. So, al-hadith al-Nabawi, al-hadith al-Qudsi, and the Qur'an all came to us through wahi. The major difference is that al-hadith al-Nabawi is the Prophet's words, while al-hadith al-Qudsi is Allah's words. But the Qur'an is the miraculous words of Allah. If there is a concept or word related to the study of the Qur'an that you don't understand and you would like to see it explained here, please let us know in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If you want to start your journey to learn the Tajweed of the Qur'an, you can click on this link. And if you want to understand the Qur'an in Arabic, then you should click on that link. And finally, I hope you've learned something new today, and I will see you next time.